You'll find information on how to support us at the end of this podcast. We used to sing a song in the church. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors and sets their captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, spring out that well within my soul, spring out the well that makes me whole. Spring out that well and give to me that life abundantly. We sang that hundreds and hundreds of times. But people really didn't get the revelation of the fullness of it. Until I started speaking in tongues, I really understood it. I understood things superficially, maybe, I don't know, two or three levels deep. But, you know, I'm digging a deep well now. I'm moving down levels that I've never seen before, that I've never experienced, and I want to explain them to you. And the good part about it is the Lord has anointed me to do this. He's asked me, he's called me to do this. So then the Lord's in on the whole thing. So as I speak, these words will fill you up with revelation, because God wants to pour this stuff into you. He wants to get you into that river of life. He wants to get you into a place where you can have intimate relationship with Him. That's what it's all about. So what is the river of life? As I said before, and He showed me a pure river of water of life, a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Jesus said in John chapter 7, he stood up and he said, in the last days, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried, saying, if any man thirst, do you thirst? Have you been going to church for years and years and you're just still thirsty? It's because they haven't taught you to go and step into that river of life through the Holy Spirit. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures had said. You know, that word means to trust in, adhere to, and rely upon. That word, believe. And you can't truly believe in God unless the Holy Spirit gives you that belief. Unless the Holy Spirit opens your eyes up to who you are in Christ and who Jesus is. And as you behold His face, you'll be transformed from glory to glory. And you get deeper and deeper into that river of life. And the glory of God will cover you and transform you. As I said before, you've got a river of life flowing out of you. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors and sets the captives free. Yes, that song that we've sang over the years, songs for every single person who's baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. You can step into that river of life and have the Holy Spirit transform your life. And then you can, out of your belly, flow rivers of living water unto other people. Then, you know, Jesus says in chapter 7:38, he says, he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers, multiple streams of living water. But this spoke he of the Holy Spirit, or spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believe or trust in, adhere to, rely upon, on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out. Jesus said to his disciples, go and wait in Jerusalem, and you'll receive power and ability from the Holy Spirit. And they started praying in tongues. And as the church grew, they had administrative problems. And the apostles said, we're not going and working on tables. We're going to pray and read the word. And they did that, and they received revelation, and they started writing things called the Gospels and the letters to the church. Paul did the same thing when he got filled with the Holy Spirit. in Damascus. He went off for years. He sought the Lord. He prayed and he received information from God. And after, I think, 13 years of being in ministry, God sent him out because he showed himself to be faithful. And then he started moving in ministry, outward, going out, preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. And Luke joined him later on and then started the narrative halfway through Acts with, and we went here, and we went there, instead of, and they. It started with they went here, they saw this, but then when he was with Paul, he wrote, and we. So he kept writing the narrative. You know, and God's writing the narrative in your life. He's writing all of the things in your life. If you'll only stop playing superficial church and not getting what God has won for you on the cross through his blood. It was God that was on the cross. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the second member of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are inside of you. And if you'll pray in tongues, you'll let the Holy Spirit take over your life and bring water that will transform everything in your life. And he'll teach you to worship in a true way. Because in John chapter 4, verse 21, Jesus said unto her, the woman at the well, "Woman, believe me, the hour comes when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship God, worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." So when you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit brings you truth. He's the Spirit of truth. And when you actually start speaking out the words, the inspired words the Holy Spirit has given you, they are words of truth. And God responds in kind. So the Holy Spirit gives you the language to get you into the river of life, to get you blessed so that you can have a free life, no longer captive by the things of this world, no longer captive by false doctrine and ideas that churches, some churches try to give you. We get a lot of people praying in tongues and they say, "You know what? My church doesn't seem to be preaching the truth." So how did you get that idea? They say, "I don't know. I think it's because I kept praying in tongues." I say, "There you go." It's good to let them come to the conclusion. You know, sometimes they'll ring me up and say, "You know what? My church is a backslidden church and I never knew it." I say, "Why is that?" "Because I started praying in tongues and I seemed to open my eyes up to things I never knew." I say, "Okay, well, just keep praying and the love of God will cover you and wash away a whole lot of sins. You'll start to see your brothers and sisters in the eyes that Jesus saw them. The potential to transform someone's life. Not to condemn them, not to tell them they're all ratbags and going to hell, but to pray over them, to have something to give to them. Rivers of living water flowing out of you into their lives, transforming their lives so that they can step into that river." That's how it works. You know, the disciples said, when they rejected Jesus, he said, well, they said, "Shall we call fire down from heaven and burn these guys up?" Jesus said, "You don't know what manner of spirit you are of. We have the spirit of reconciliation." Soon when Jesus starts the next phase, the last phase, when he shakes the earth, that'll get everybody off the fence. And his wrath will be upon all those that are ungodly and resist him. But now's a great time to get into that river of life. Now's a great time to get something moving in your life rather than playing church. Now's a great time to be a true worshipper worshipping God in spirit and in truth, for he seeks such to worship him. So as I said last time when we were talking about worshipping, I had to get out, I had to stop. I was getting so whacked by the presence of God, it was hard to keep going, to minister, starting to laugh. So all this joy was just bubbling up, and I was losing my focus because I was getting lost in him, in that presence. I have the opportunity anywhere, anytime to step into that presence. And all of the people that I minister to that take up this and walk in this do the same. And it transforms their life. You know, worshipping in the Spirit, worshipping, truly worshipping, stepping into the Spirit, takes a bit of practice. And if you don't get it earlier on, don't worry about it. Keep doing it. Keep praying in the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to bring you into that river. And he will. He will try to clean your life up so that you can effectively step into that river. Be patient and start praying, seeking God. He will give you. He wants to bring you into that river. It's not up to some special initiation. He wants to get you into that river as fast as possible. You're the one that stops God from fellowshipping with you. The Holy Spirit wants to transform your life, take away the unrighteousness, for God is not unrighteous. He doesn't fellowship with unrighteousness. So he wants you to come into that river clean, so that when you receive from him ministry, when you receive from him the truth and the life from that pure water, it'll stay inside you and it'll transform you. And there won't be an argument inside you, a fight, because God first attacks all of the enemies that stand against you, stopping you from entering into that revelation that Jesus wants to give you. He wants to give you that truth that flows out of the throne room of God. He wants to give you that pure river of water of life. Pure river of water of life. That's what it says in Revelations. And he showed me a pure river of water of life. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 2, it says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." That's how it works. You know, you get a lot of people saying to me, "You know what? I'm going to start praying in tongues. What do I do?" I said, "Just sit down and pray in tongues. Not for 1 minute, not for 5 minutes, but maybe half an hour. And if you can't do that, start 5 minutes, go to 10, then to 15, 20, half an hour, maybe go to an hour. And if you really want to push it, do 2 hours. I'm sure you can spare the time, because you know you spend a lot of time doing other things that are useless, worthless, and don't further the kingdom of God. But this thing, if you do this, this will further you. This will benefit you. This will build you up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, bringing you into the love of God, into that pure river of water of life. That's what it'll do. So how do you do that again? Simply pray in tongues. And then when you start feeling cleaned up a bit, you'll have the opportunity to step into this river. You step in by faith. That's how you do it. You step in by faith. And it's not a soulish worship. It's a spiritual worship. You'll start to see the difference between being inspired soul with your soul and your emotions, your natural emotions. Then you'll start to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. And you know, you might think, "Well, I heard you laughing, Tom." Well, I'm full of joy. But that inspiration isn't coming from me, it's coming from the Spirit of God inside of me. The source is coming from the river of life. It's not coming from a natural happiness. A natural happiness is false worship. If you try to worship God with a natural happiness, you're a false worshiper, as opposed to the true worshippers. For God is a spirit, and he seeks such to worship him in spirit and in truth. True worshippers will worship God in spirit and truth, not through their soul, not through false worship, not through a soulish idea. And you know, you might start off in the beginning like that. That's all you've got. That's okay. God knows. When you're a little baby, you can't walk. You have to be carried around everywhere. And Mum and Dad knows. They don't blame you for it. It's just a transitional effect until you start walking. But I tell you, when you're 12 years old and you're getting your Mum and Dad carrying around, you'll be in trouble. They'll belt you about the ear. And I'll say, get up and walk, boy. You know, there's a lot of people in church who've been in the church for 10, 15 years. I know pastors who have never felt the presence of God. I know pastors who have never understood anything about worship. They thought worship was, you know, going out and preaching the gospel in the rain or going to Africa or India. You know, no. That comes from loving God. That comes from knowing God. That comes from having a fellowship with God. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that you might know God, that you might know the Father. How do you know the Father? Not through your soulish worship, but through the Spirit of God. For God is a spirit, and he seeks such to worship him in spirit and in truth. You may not get this with your soul. This may be a bit too difficult to understand, but if you start praying in the Holy Spirit will start to open your eyes up to the truth, because he is the Spirit of truth. He'll bring you into worship. You start worshiping, and then all of a sudden you'll feel different, and you'll step into that river. And as you worship further and further, that river will get deeper, and you'll get more immersed in the glory of God. And your life will change. The power of transformation is in that river. It's not in reading the book, the Bible, and saying, I'll do this and I'll do that. It's about being fully transformed by the power of the river of life in you. It brings life. Soulish rivers bring soulish life. You know, the Lord said, he who loves this world is the enemy of God. Don't look to this world or the platform of this world to worship God. Worship God in spirit and in truth. And then you will get the stuff from God. It will transform your life, and you'll be able to transform others, because God will send to you power and ability. And when you go out, you'll speak under the power and the ability of the Holy Spirit, transforming other people's lives. A lot of people preach the gospel through their soul. They stand on corners with big bullhorns screaming, "You repent, repent. Jesus is Lord." Well, that's true, but that's being projected by their soul. God wants you to project the kingdom of God through the Spirit. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, if you don't get it, if you don't understand how to step into that river of life, if you don't know how to drop into the Spirit, don't be worried too much. It's not a big drama. Just sit down and pray in tongues, and the Holy Spirit will do all the work for you. Okay? So that's the deal. You sit down in air-conditioned comfort, like I've said 1,000 times, make yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and let the Holy Spirit do all the work for you. All you've got to do is just say yes. That's it. How simple is that? You know, Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the scriptures had said. Well, go to Mark 16, verse 15. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that doesn't believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow them that believe, that trust and adhere to and rely upon. In my name, they will cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll lay hands on sick people and they'll get better. So then the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word with signs following. Very simple. You just trust in Jesus and do what he says. Forget about your church. Forget about what your church says about, well, we just got to do a program and we've got a teaching we've got to download and we're going to spend 6 months going through the teaching. Just sit down and pray in tongues. They didn't have teachings in those days, you know, on CDs or anything like that. They didn't have videos. They didn't have YouTube channels. All they had was the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the premium platform even today. I'm sorry to tell you, YouTube and all of the books that have been written are not superseding the Holy Spirit, the operation of the Holy Spirit in your life. The Holy Spirit is King. The Holy Spirit has been sent to transform your life. He was sent by the Father to Jesus and then from Jesus to you. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive power and ability. You don't receive it through books. You don't receive it through videos and DVDs. You don't receive it through seeing, going on YouTube, watching a million people getting cast devils out of them, or seeing people get out of wheelchairs. That's great to see. That's inspiring. But the real stuff comes from the Holy Spirit. You know, it's very simple. God sent us the Holy Spirit to Jesus, and Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us on the day of Pentecost, 2,000 years later. We've got hundreds of different versions of Christianity because they've left the original platform. They've left the original teaching. They've left the original way. Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, as the scriptures had said." Yet we've got churches who throw scriptures out here and there. Some of them don't ever want to preach other scriptures. No. If you learn about Jesus, you have to learn about him through the Holy Spirit. If you want to worship and be a true worshiper, let the Holy Spirit bring you into that river of life. That's how easy it is. Very simple. So we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to partner with Don and I and help support us, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.